Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a beautiful day to be alive. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries on this Tuesday, the 7th day of September 2021. We are grateful for each and every person who has joined us already. And those who will join us later, we are just grateful that the Lord has brought us here for such a time as this. This is a wonderful day, and we are just thanking God for life and life more abundantly. We are grateful that even though we may have trials, we may have some tribulations at times, but the Lord is always there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be there even until the end of the earth. And so we're grateful for that this morning. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. My God, my God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. We're going to see if our sister Gladys, are you available to pray this morning to get us started in our prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you will lead us off, and then we'll pray this morning. Amen.
Okay, amen. Father God, we thank you for life and that more abundantly this morning, Father. I thank you right now, God, for waking us up. For everyone that's on this prayer line, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for strength. Thank you for life, manifold life, hundredfold life, abundant life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now, God, for every trial, every test, every calamity, every storm. Hallelujah. Every emergency, Father. Hallelujah. Everything. Hallelujah. Every test, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, because our trials come to make us strong in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thank you right now, God, for this song that you put on my heart early this morning. In the name of Jesus. Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Create in me a clean heart. Change me, O God, while I worship you. I thank you, Father. Your word says you inhabit the praises of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, to keep my prayers from being hindered from coming forth to you, God, I ask you to search my heart, Father. And if there's you find any wicked way that's in me, Father, forgive me. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Wipe my slate clean, Father, in the name of Jesus, of any way that I have transgressed against you, against anyone, Father. And let me, hallelujah, forgive myself for the transgression, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name, for changing my heart. Hallelujah, for a heart of humility, for a heart of praise, for a heart of committing myself to you, of committing to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for new mercies this morning. Thank you, Father, for grace. Thank you, Father, for the things that you already have done, the things that you're doing, and the things that you are about to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you said, Lord, for much is given, much is required, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the tests and the trials that we're still going through, because right now, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you right now, God, for bringing me out of a place of comfort, Father, and right now, God, in the name of Jesus, where I am tested, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, Holy Ghost, for bringing back to my remembrance things that I, you know, that I thought I was good in right now, God, but I need help, God, in the name of Jesus. We need your help this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Revealing to us things right now, God, that are not like you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you in the midst of it all that we have the characteristics that we exploit, you know, manifest the gifts of the the spirit of hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for peace and love and joy and long suffering. Hallelujah. Gentleness and goodness and meekness and self-control. Hallelujah. And faith and just believing in you, God, trusting in you with all our hearts and leaning out into our own understanding, Father. I thank you this morning right now, God, hallelujah, for me being able to give you the first fruit of my morning right now, God, because, Lord, you have been so good to all of us, Father. I can actually say that you have a love that we don't even have the capacity to even explain it, the way that you do it, the way that you are, the brightness of your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for keeping me from things, hallelujah, that I thought that I needed, but you know that they would take me from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord God, for drawing us, for drawing us in the name of Jesus closer and closer to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord God, for holiness, holiness, holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we walk in it. We walk freely. We walk in faith. We walk it out in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because you said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Father, in the name of Jesus. And without faith, there's no way that we can do things on our own, Father. So we're thanking you right now, God, for leaning not to our own understanding, Father. What you said is your ways are not our ways, neither your thoughts are thoughts. And as high as heaven is above the earth are your ways and our ways and your thoughts and our thoughts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death for being our shepherd, we shall not want. Because I still lie down in green pastures. You, forgive me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You restore us our soul. You lead us through the business for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil, our cups running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall live in the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus forever, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us right now, God, in perfect peace, because our mind is stayed on you. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. That we meditate on you. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that hallelujah, that we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and we give everything back to you, your word back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for your love and kindness. Thank you right now, God, for your healing, Father. Thank you right now, God, for your anointing, Father, that rests upon each and every one of us, Father. Everyone that's on this prayer line, the ones that wanted to be on the prayer line, but for some reason they could not, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for meeting every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for great your goodness, your great greatness and mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for being our shepherd. Thank you right now, God, for being our defense. Thank you right now, God, for being our truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for our enemies. When our enemies ask us for water, we shall give them milk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for the times that my family has been here to get with us together, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I've been tested, I've been tried. But thank you, God, for that, because that lets me know where I am in you, Father, and to change me, Father, change things that are in me. Hallelujah, that I didn't know that, hallelujah, that you put them, brought them to the forefront, Father, and we are changing day by day, day by day by day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for right attitudes this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for putting on our hearts and our minds what to pray for, who to pray for, who to encourage, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that we, when we do according to what you tell us to do, Lord, we can't go wrong. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for strength, Father, in the midst, hallelujah, hallelujah, of everything that's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, helping us to keep moving in spite of all things that are going on, in spite of all oppressions, in spite of everything, the fires, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, Father, the floods, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the deaths right now, God, from the COVID viruses, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen us right now, God. Bringing our families closer together throughout it all, Father. This is what this is all about, is drawing us closer to you in love and unity. Same mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to call in the name of Jesus. Help us right now, God. Hallelujah. Turn hearts of stone into hearts of flesh this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for changing, hallelujah, a heart of repentance, Father, in the name of Jesus, for drawing the ones that don't even know you, Father, and they don't even know why they are doing the things that they do, but it's all because of you, Father, and that we trust your process, Father, trust your process of what you're doing for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We might not understand it, but Lord, you said, lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you. All our ways, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for moving in a mighty way in all of our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our church family, our brothers and sisters all around this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, lift us up, Father, in the name of Jesus, revive us, renew us, replenish, refresh, Father, in the name of, quicken now us this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, guide us with your eye. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Order our steps, dear Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. And I know without a doubt, hallelujah, that you will bring us out, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died on the cross at Calvary for all mankind, for all sicknesses, for all diseases, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you covered every base, everything that we can think of, the things that we don't even think of. It's you. It is you. It is you. It's always have been you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I am so grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for everything. I thank you in all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah for peace. In our minds, peace in our bellies. I thank you for my brother Lewis McNeil and April McNeil, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the accident that he was in, Father, that gives him time to stand still and listen to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for my family, for the marriages, for Annie, for Michelle, for Ebony, hallelujah, for Colin, for Cameron, for me, for Mary, for Louis James and April McNeil, for my uncles, my aunts, my nieces, my nephews, Father. I thank you right now, God, for desire, discipline, and delight in you, getting that desire, discipline, and delight, Father, to seek your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, strategically putting angels in camp round about us from the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Hallelujah. To do our bidding for us in the heavens. Father, in the name of Jesus, to go forth in Jesus' name and putting on the whole arm of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole arm of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for peace in our minds, peace in our bellies about everything. That's a thing. Hallelujah. That we may come across, Father. Hallelujah. Nothing can happen unto us, Father, unless you allow it to, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep us in reminded of that, Father, in the name of Jesus. The enemy walketh to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, the devil does, in the name of Jesus. And he has to go and ask God for permission to touch, to do anything before he even does it. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the test, the trial, the persecution, the tribulation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the calamities and the storms that come, we come up against, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because it's strengthening us, Father, in the name of you. It's building us up, Father, in the name of you. It's preparing us, hallelujah, for the coming of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I thank you for every man, for every woman of God in the name of Jesus, every child. Hallelujah, that's on this prayer line and around the prayer lines all around this nation, all around this world in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for coming together as one unity in the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I honor you and I praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for telling us no when it should be no. Or not now, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're giving us the patience to wait on you, Father. Wait on you, Father. To be patient and wait on you. In the name of Jesus, and we study to show ourselves approved of work, but need is not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, to study, to fast, and to pray. Father, when you tell us to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And your kingdom come so that your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. On this earth. In Jesus' name. So we thank you right now, God, that we are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. All like-mindedness is through you, Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, your spirit shall lift up a standard against it. It's already done. And we speak those things in the name of Jesus. We speak those things that are not as though they are in the name of Jesus. Our families are saved. Healing, hallelujah, has already begun. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in all things. Our life is unmanageable without you, and we can do nothing. We can do nothing without your okay, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that there's joy in believing, joy in serving, joy in hallelujah, and being persecuted. Joy in giving, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can give unto your house so there will be food in your house, Father, to do what needs to be done in your house, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for bringing to my mind and keeping bringing to the forefront of my mind in the name of Jesus. Give and it shall be given unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men, given to our bosoms. For the same measure that we meet, it shall be measured unto us again in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the work of the kingdom must go on, and it will go on. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And will a man rob God? He will rob God through tithes and offerings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, keep this on the forefront of our minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, on giving, giving, giving. We cannot be too giving, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you in all things. I thank you right now, God, in your Son Jesus' name. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, and that he has risen from the dead because he is Lord. So I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for mending the brokenhearted, Father. Hallelujah. For honorary marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that hallelujah, conversations, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, illuminate in our minds, so Lord God Jesus, to understand your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that resides on the inside of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if a man has not your spirit, then he's none of yours, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we speak truth, in the name of Jesus. We will continue to speak it, no matter what comes, truth. It's going to stand when we speak it, Lord, because your word will not go out and come back to you void in the name of Jesus. It will go out and accomplish whatever it is you send it out to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we honor you for the praises this morning because we lift you up and we lift your name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. So thank you, Father. We honor you and we praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Amen.
So, Lord, we'll give it back to the hands of Sister Darlene B. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, our Sister Gladys. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer this morning, getting us started today. We appreciate you doing that, and we're glad for everybody who's here. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to take a moment to get the names of those who are here, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you may share it at this time. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Teresa. And I'm listening this morning. Good morning to everyone.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Teresa. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you. We love you too.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
I believe you heard Sister Chris. Good morning, Sister Chris.
Good morning. This is Yvonne, and I'm on a prayer request for Gail and Bobby, their marriage, and I'm listening.
Okay. So, Yvonne, good to hear your voice this morning. We love you. God bless you. So that was Gail and Bobby for their marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys again. Just to continue to keep my brother in prayer for the things that he needs to do and that, you know, God's favor. I'm just thanking him for it. The prayers has already went forth for the things we come together as one. And for my daughter, Michelle, and Eddie and Michelle Banks for their marriage and, you know, in our families. In Jesus' name, thank you.
All right. Good to hear your voice once again. Anybody else out there?
Yes, good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
All right, Sister Glenda, good to hear your voice. God bless you. We love you.
Good morning, Celestic Azier. I just thank God for your prayers, and I made it home last night safely, so I thank God, and I am listening in agreement. Thank you.
All right, Pastor Scholastica, good to hear your voice this morning. Glad that you're home safely. We love you.
Good morning. My name is Tanya, and I'm listening.
All right, Tanya, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. We love you. Glad you're here.
Thank you. God bless you all as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else has not given your name or prayer request?
Good morning.
Okay.
This is Sister Charlotte. I'm listening this morning, and I bless each and every one of you, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you. and I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Shirley, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. We love you.
Love you too.
Okay. All right. Well, those who are here, whether we heard your name or voice or not, we're glad that you're here today. We are thankful for just the opportunity just to be together and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to share the love. And we do love each other, and we appreciate all the prayers that have gone up and are going up each and every day, because we know that God hears and he answers prayer. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into the word right now, and then we will come back and do the prayer request. And today we're going to talk about choosing life. So we know that God has given us a will to choose, a right to choose. And so our scripture was in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to be reading Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 20, which is a few more verses than what we had sent out for the scripture of the week. And I pray that each and every one will maybe take some notes, write down the scriptures, jot down some key points that may be beneficial to you as I'm sharing the word today. And so, you know, many of us, as we were in school, we learned years ago that the Supreme Court had handed down the Roe versus Wade decision, which basically made abortion on demand legal in this country. And so now, recently we saw, I believe it was in Texas, where they did another law where it's kind of basically just did away with this Roe versus Wade decision. There are certain things that people will be accountable for if they take a baby's life. And so that's it in a nutshell. So we realize there are many different groups who are involved in what is called the Right to Life movement. And one of the popular sayings is this: choose life. This phrase is applied to the matter of choosing to allow the unborn child to live rather than killing them, which is what we know God would not have people to do. But at the same time, we realize that people have a choice and people do things that are contrary to the will of God. But I want us to consider this phrase in a much larger sense this morning. Note our text for this morning. In our text, Moses has gathered the nation of Israel to challenge them prior to crossing into the promised land. The central thought of this passage is the choice. It has to be a choice between life and death. It was a choice between idolatry and the worship of God and God alone. Now, these words were spoken hundreds of years ago, but the application is for each of us today and every day. So I'm going to go ahead and read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. And I'm in the King James Version. And it says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it." Verse 17 says, "But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it." Verse 19 says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Verse 20 says, "That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So we see here that the choice is personal. In verse 10, it says to choose. He says, he set before us this day life and death. Life and good, I'm sorry, and death and evil. So our choice is influenced by the world. This is the same choice that man has been faced with since the beginning. We think about Adam and Eve in the garden, and they chose to be disobedient, and they actually received a death sentence. They didn't die physically, but there was a spiritual death when they chose to be disobedient. But we realize that even today, there's a choice of good and evil and a choice of life and death. The world around us has an antichrist spirit. The world hates Christ and all who testify of him. The world classifies all who would choose life as being ignorant and uninformed. And I have you to know that they're the ones who are ignorant and uninformed. They're the ones who have rejected God. But we as a body of Christ, we have accepted God. And so no matter how numerous and powerful the world's influence may be, it does not change the fact that we have the liberty to resist them. Our choice is also influenced by Satan. Regardless of those who laugh at the idea, there are people who say Satan is not real, but his influence is very powerful. The Word of God tells us, the devil, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And if you think of a lion is a very intimidating animal. I mean, you know, the devil can intimidate people because he's walking around like a roaring lion, but we still have the will to make a choice. There is actually no room for us to say, give an excuse that the devil made us do it. We have the promise from God that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. So even though the devil may come and bring things into our minds and tells us things that we know is contrary to God, we can resist the devil and he will flee. That is the word of God. We can resist the influence from our enemy and we can choose life. So each and every day, let's just have it in our hearts and minds. We're going to choose life. We also have to remember that our choice is influenced by God. We have a God who loves us. He's given us his word. He has given us so much in the Bible to help us to make choices for him. But he would not force his will upon us. There is a Savior that we have, but we must open our hearts to him and receive him. We have to choose to allow him to be in our hearts. We have to choose to submit to his authority. We have to choose at the very beginning when we made a decision for Jesus Christ. We have to choose him. We have to choose to ask for forgiveness. And so the one thing we are not free to do is to not make a choice. So, you know, we have to make a choice one way or the other. Even if you don't say anything, if you don't say, yes, Lord, I submit to you, you're choosing not to submit to him. So there are many influences upon our choice, but it is our personal choice. Our choice is made and determined by what we decide. We make that choice. The choice is pressing, as we see in verse 16 here in Deuteronomy 20, 16. It says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. So the choice is pressing. He says, in that I command thee this day. This is the day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The choice must be made today. Just as the nation of Israel was poised on the edge of the land that God had promised to them, and they had to make a choice, we are faced with a decision that must be made today. So we have to choose today. You know, there are people out there who are stumbling around. You know, we think about our family members. We encourage them. We try to, you know, let them know that Jesus came for them too. He came that they might have life, but they have to make a choice too. We still pray for them that God will help them. God is speaking to them often, like he was speaking to me when I was out there in my sin, and I could sense the Spirit of the Lord just talking to me, and it would be in the back of my mind. I know I'm out here doing wrong, but I did not make a choice until I made that choice. I chose to disregard what was being told me or what was told me as I was growing up. You know, I knew that I needed to make a choice for Jesus Christ, and I just continued to be in my sin year after year. But eventually, you know, the Lord was speaking to me, and he talked to my heart. He spoke to my heart. And so we know that he speaks to other people too. So if we are without Christ today, if anyone is out without Christ, the decision you must make is either to accept him or to reject him. And that's what people do. You know, there are many people out there. You know, we see people all over the place. I was out at the park the other day. I was at Piedmont Park, and there were just so many people out there, and you could just see the sinfulness in the people who were there. Not that we're out there trying to judge anybody, but you could just see that people were not living and doing what the Lord would have them to do. And so, you know, as you're out and about, you can just pray and ask the Lord to touch the hearts of the people who you even pass as you're walking, as you're in the park, or you may be even in your car. You can ask the Lord to change the hearts and help the people to come to Jesus Christ, that they would choose him. Because in the end, every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue is going to have to confess the Lord Jesus. Everybody has to come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to everything that we've done in our bodies, whether it be good or evil. And so we know that we want people to come. We want people to choose the Lord. Sometimes people make the wrong choice. The wrong choice is when you turn your heart away from God. Here in verse 17, it says, "But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them," that's a choice that people make. We remember different ones in the Bible that made bad choices. Lot looked upon the plain of Sodom. Lot's wife turned backwards, and she made a choice, and she ended up in a place of salt. Esau chose to sell his birthright to his brother. That was a bad choice. The Jews in the New Testament said, "Give us Barabbas instead of Jesus Christ." Felix told Paul, "Go thy way, for this time when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." So he chose, when he was talking to Paul, that he was not ready to make that right decision. So the wrong choice for you today is to turn away so that you will not hear the Lord. The right choice is to choose life, as we saw in verse number 19. The Lord says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, and I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." And so there's a positive thing that comes out of choosing life. You and your seed will live. That is the word. So we're going to see that when we make a choice, that we're showing the Lord that we love him. We cannot love him until we make him the choice of our heart. We can love him only because he first loved us. So let us make the right choice, even today. Choose the one who loved us enough to give himself that we might have life. He has given us the opportunity that we should obey his voice. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" You know, we say that he's our Lord, he's our Savior, and we're not doing what he says for us to do. It is foolish to think that one can love the Lord and yet choose to disobey him. The more he is trusted, the better he will be loved. We have to trust the Lord. So we want to cleave unto him. The choice of life is not one that is made once and then forgotten. The choice of life means that we have a friend that stick it closer than a brother. That is the word of God. That is so sweet. That is so awesome. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So, you know, sometimes we feel like God is not there for us, but he said he will never leave us or forsake us. There are times when we leave him, as I did when I received Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. I left him, and I went out and started sinning all over again. But I, God forbid that I would do that again. I pray that he would keep my mind and my heart, that I would stay with him now. So he's the one that would never leave us nor forsake us. There are times when we do leave him. So what will your choice be today? All I can do today is encourage you to make the right choice. I cannot make the choice for you. It's a personal choice. Each and every one of us has a personal choice. We can choose to do good, or we can choose to do bad. We can choose to do evil. We can choose to do the right thing or the wrong thing. You cannot escape making a choice. To refuse to choose life means that you have chosen death. To fail to accept Christ means that you have chosen to reject him. And this is for every person in the world today. To refuse to follow him means that you have chosen to follow a path that leads to destruction. We don't want to be on that wide road that leads to destruction. We want to be on the straight and narrow path that God would have us to be on. God wants to bless our lives beyond our imagination. And he will if we choose him. Will you make the right choice today? Will you continue to serve him and do his will? The word says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So choose life. That is the bottom line. We want to choose life. Choose the life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for this word. We pray, Lord, that we have heard your word and we have received what you had in our for us to receive today, oh God. So I pray, Lord, today that we will take this word and go forward in you, Lord, and do your will, Lord. We pray, God, today that we will continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people around us, oh God. That people's hearts would change, oh God, and make a decision for you. We see that we're living in the last of the last days and perilous times have come. There are pestilence all over the world. There are wars and rumors of wars. The weather is changing in such a way, Lord, that we've never seen before, and things continue to point to you, Father. So I pray, God, today that each and every one of us will choose to live for you, to choose to do your will, and to be the best that we can be in you, oh God. As we prepare for our heavenly home, God, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, I pray that you encourage us this morning, encourage our hearts, oh God, as we have heard your word, God, that we will have a heart of love and peace and joy, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, today that you are here with us today. And you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will be with us even until the ends of the earth. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this morning we're just going to go ahead and open the lines again. The lines were closed for a moment. We're going to open them again. And actually, I want everyone to just come in and give God some praise. Let's just praise him right now for he is good and his mercies endure forever. He inhabits the praises of Israel, and he will inhabit our praises. So let's praise him today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, God.
Hallelujah.
You are great, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's from the vine.
Glorify your name this day, Lord. Praise your
name.
Thank you, and God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy this morning, Lord God. The blood is magnified.
For you are a righteousness.
Thank you
that the Lord has made.
Thank you, Father.
We shall rejoice, for you have made us glad. You have made us glad.
Thank you.
You have made us glad.
Praise the Lord. So I appreciate everyone who listened to the voice of the King today. And so we have a few more minutes. We do have some prayer requests. If anyone joined us who was not here earlier, if you want to give your name and or a prayer request, or if you have something to share concerning the word, just take a that episode. And if you're in the background, mute your line because we're hearing some noise in the background. So please mute your line. Not speaking and making noises, moving around, doing whatever. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you could just please mute your line. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we're listening for the new voices this morning.
Good morning. This is Lois. And I want to thank God for another day. And on yesterday, I was in bed sleeping, trying to sleep. I couldn't hardly move side to the other side without pain. I got up. I was just dragging because this left side, the thigh, up above the thigh and the groin area, I couldn't hardly move without pain. And I thank God that pain went away yesterday. And last night I slept good. And I was moving good. So I thank him for moving that prayer, that pain. Prayer did help. And I thank him today. I goes to the doctor. To I've already did my blood work. I go see how the blood test went. And I pray and ask God that I get a good report. Things I know I got flags, that those flags hadn't got no worse. And some, I hope some have improved. And then I don't have no cancer in my body.
Amen.
Just pray and ask prayer for a good report on my blood work that I've already taken. And everybody
Amen.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Sister Lois. We're going to be praying this morning. God bless you, and we love you. Anybody else out there is not giving you a name, but want to share.
Good morning, Sister Sheila. I just want to thank God for doing that. If you pray that prayer, I will believe with her, and her blood work will be well. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. God bless you. We love you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm requesting prayer for my sister Peggy Robinson. Pray for her and my niece Christina Wilson, and again my sister Teresa. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. All right. Well, we are grateful for all these prayer requests that we can pray and believe. And we're believing for a good report on every one of these. So we, for those who were not here earlier, actually we want to pray for Jackie for salvation, Gail and Bobby, their marriage, Sister Gladys' brother who had an accident, our Sister Gladys' Eddie and Michelle's marriage. We're praying for Sister Lois for the test results will be positive in her favor. Praying for Peggy, Christina, Teresa. Also, we're going to put Jamila and Ben there as their marriages. We're going to pray for their marriages today. So just pray for whatever it is that comes to mind if you have not given a prayer request as we go into prayer right now. So let us pray. Lord, we just thank you this morning because you are faithful, Lord. You're the one who heals, God. You're the one who delivers, God. We're praying, for God, first of all, blessed God. We're believing for a good report. Report do we believe? We believe the report of the Lord that all things are well for her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, for holy Matana. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Just give her the mind of God for that peace this morning.
The mind is stayed on you, Lord God.
Lord, we also pray that God that Jack will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. I pray that the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you in the book of Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I decree the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we shall resist the devil, and he flees from us. We are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and we are the lender and not the borrower. Please remember that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments. So as we go, let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because he is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet, and he will make us to walk upon those high places. So let us go, remembering that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you all, sisters and brothers here in Christ. Let us have a beautiful day. Look to the Lord. Look into the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. Yes, it does. So let us have a wonderful day, a wonderful life, and share the love of God wherever you go. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.